Tov. For those of you who don't know me already, can everybody hear me? Yep, everybody can hear me? Amazing. Okay. For those of you who don't know me slash don't remember me from when I spoke to you yesterday for a couple of minutes, my name is Alex. This is Ahmed Yomi. Again, I assume you already know that. Still? Okay. I want everybody, first thing, does everybody here have a smartphone? Yeah, I want you to all pull them out. And this is the only time I'm ever going to tell you to do this. I want you to go into the App Store or equivalent on your phone. And I want you to download an app called YU Torah. Okay? This is an app which has about, if I think, more than 110,000 shirim on it. Right? It is a wonderful app that you should all have. In addition, for those of you who decide you're going to be doing Ahmed Yomi Bekvius, right, if you miss a day, I will post the shiurim there by the next morning. Okay?
Rav, is it there?
Yep, that's the one. It is free.
Why
you Torah? Okay? Fine. So. Okay, we are learning Maseches Megillah. Does anybody know what Maseches Megillah is about? Megillah is about...
Regarding the God Esther.
No. What is Megillah about? Sorry? No.
About reading the Megillah in general.
No, that's already been said. And no... Okay, Megillah is about Krios in general of Sifrei Kodesh, right? The first half of the Masechta is in Achinami about Megillah Esther, right? The second half of the Masechta is mostly what Krios Torah and what Haftorah are meant to do on different special days, okay? Right, that's in terms of Mishnayos. The Gemaras are a little bit more far, are a little bit more broad than that in terms of what they cover, yeah. That is the limud. Having said that, the first of the Masechta really is about Megillas Esther in general, Purim, and Hilchos Purim. So, pleasantly, we will finish that, please God, by the time Purim comes around. Okay? Very good. Seder, yalla, let's start. Megillah Nikreis. The Megillah can be read Be'achad Asar, on the 11th of Adar, B'Shneim Asar, on the 12th of Adar, B'Shleisha Asar, on the 13th of Adar, Be'arba'asar on the 14th of Adar, Be'chamisha'asar on the 15th of Adar. Lo'y pachot ve'lo'y yoter. It can't be read before the 11th of Adar, and it can't be read after the 15th. Which day does Purim fall on? The 14th, most places. 15th in Yerushalayim and any other city which is surrounded by walls from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. It happens to be that there is no other candidate, so only Yerushalayim. Okay? Therefore, right, Purim is celebrated generally on the 14th in Yerushalayim on the 15th. Right? The question is going to be why can it be read on a bunch of different days that aren't really Purim? No? Says the Mishnah, Krachin amukafim choymami mos Yeshua ben Nun korin bechamisha asar. Cities which have walls around them, from when Yehoshua ben Nun settled the land, right after Israel came out of the desert, right, those cities will read on the 15th. Why? Because it took an extra day for the Jews to be saved in the miracle of Purim in Shushan and in other walled cities than it did in the villages and the cities without walls. Right, so they celebrated on the 15th and not on the 14th. As a result, we continue to celebrate in those cities on the 15th and not on the 14th, yeah? Any city which has had walls since the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. Okay? The reason why it goes all the way back to Yehoshua ben Nun and not to the time of Megillas Esther, which is, you know, significantly later, about 700-800 years later, is because the Yerushalmi says they wanted to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't want to establish Yomim Tovim, as in the actual date, based on a factor that was only relevant to Chutz Aretz. Okay? Yeah? Fine. Kfarim v'yoreh stoilis korim ba'asya bar ba'asar. Villages, and what it says, a big city. Any city which, of any size, but which does not have walls, meaning most cities, right? We'll read on the 14th, which is the day that most people celebrate Purim. Ela she'a kfarim makdim im liyam knisa. But kfarim villages can, if they need to, read the Megillah, not celebrate Purim, only read the Megillah on what's called the Yom HaKnisa. The Yom HaKnisa is the market day. It's a day that they would come into the cities and sell their wares in the market. Now that day was typically in time of Gemara, as we're about to see, on a Monday or a Thursday. Okay? The reason why was because, as we'll see in the Gemara, foreign villagers didn't necessarily have somebody who knew how to read the Megillah. Right? So Chachamim were makel on them and allowed them to read, excuse me, a little bit earlier, right? On a day when they could come to the cities and somebody could read for them. Okay? I'm sorry? No, whatever city's close to them. They live in a village, right? They live near a city where they come on market day to sell their wares. Yeah, this is for villagers that don't have someone to read Megillah. In a minute, we'll define how big it has to be. Okay? Yep, everybody understands? Amazing. Right, Ketzad, what's the rule? Kali yos arba sarba sheni kfarim bayaros dolos karim babayom. Right. If Purim, the 14th of Adar falls on a Monday, then the villages and the cities without walls read on that Monday together, right? And the walled cities will read the next day on a Tuesday, right? Separately from everybody else. Chaliyos beshlishi oy berivii kfarim makdim in liyam knisa vayaris dolos korim babayim mokavis choma lemachar. If the 14th, meaning the actual day of Purim, falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then the villagers can read when they come into the city on Monday, right? Which is either the 13th or the 12th, right? They can read on the Monday. Right? The people who actually live in the city will read on the 14th. They're not allowed to read earlier. And the walled cities will read the next day, either a Wednesday or a Thursday. Okay? On the 15th. Chaliyos bechamishi kfarim vayaris gdolos gdokorim vayom mukafis chayim lamachar. If Purim falls, the Yudal, the 14th falls on a Thursday, then again, that's a market day. So the villages and the cities without walls will read on the Thursday, which is the 14th, and the cities with walls will read the next day on the Friday, which is the 15th. Okay?
So you can't read on Yom HaKnisa.
That is the Yom HaKnisa. Right, Thursday is a Yom HaKnisa. Both Thursday and Monday are called Yom HaKnisa. That's when they came in to sell, like I said, to sell their goods in the market.
So you don't read on those days.
I'm sorry?
So you wouldn't read on those days?
No, those are the days when everybody reads together, right? Even the villagers can read on that day because they came in anyway. The allowance is if Purim falls on a different day, they can come in on one of those days and read early, right? Because nobody knows how to read Megillah in the villagers, is the assumption.
Is that why there's Torah?
It's not exactly the same thing, but it is related. Yeah? Is that a Megillah topic? I think it actually is a Megillah topic. So when we get to it in the sector, we'll deal with it, okay? Chaliyos Erev Shabbos. What if the 14th falls on a Friday? No, you all know the answer to this one. What's it called when Purim falls on a Friday? What happens in Yerushalayim?
Gets pushed off.
Purim Mishulash, right? Chaliyos Be'er Shabbos. If the 14th falls on Friday, Kfarim Makdim in Liyam HaKnisa, the villagers will read on the Thursday, right? Vayaris Dolos U'Mukavetz Choma Korim Babayom, right? The people in the big cities, right? And the people in the walled cities will read on the Friday. This is the only time when people in walled cities will read on the 14th and not on the 15th. Yeah? Everybody understands? Because the 15th fell on Shabbos, and we have a Gzeira Derabon, and we don't allow people to read Megillah on Shabbos.
Can't it just get pushed back one day then as well?
Yes. In that case, they will do Tanit Esther also on the same day as everybody else on the Thursday.
But, I mean, would the villagers do Tanit Esther on the 12th?
No.
They're going to be reading on the
14th? No, they'll do Tanit Esther on the same day as everybody.
The same day that they're reading? Yeah.
Potentially. Yeah. right? As in, it's not that all of Purim got pushed backwards. Only the reading of Megillah. Remember, there are four mitzvahs on Purim, right? Reading Megillah, Matanis Lev Yonim, a Seuda, a meal. Matanis Lev Yonim is Dokka, basically, right? A Seuda, which is a meal, and Mishloach Manos, giving other people food, right? Of those, three will actually fall on Purim themselves. They'll still give tzedakah, and they'll still have the meal, and they'll still give people gifts of food on Purim. They'll only read the Megillah early. Okay? When this happens, and this happens every so often, the people in the walled cities will then eat their se'udah and do Mishloach Manos on the Sunday. Right? It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but that's when they do it. And they the only thing they do on Shabbos for Purim is they read a Torah and they say Al Nisim. Okay? Yeah? Fine. Chaliyos b'Shabbos. What happens if the 14th falls on a Shabbos, which can't happen based on our calendar? Kfarim v'ayoros g'dolos makdimin v'koron liyom k'tisa. Right? Then the villagers and the war cities without walls will read the Megillah on the Thursday. Right?
So that's everywhere.
Except for the Mukaf. It's Chomel, Mukaf, it's Chomel, Lemachar. The people who lived in the walled cities will read on the day they're meant to, on the 15th, which is a Sunday. Okay? Chaliyos achara Shabbos. What happens if Purim falls on a Sunday? Then the villagers, will read on Thursday, which is the 11th. Right, and the cities which don't have walls will read on the Sunday. And the cities which do have walls will read on the 15th, which is a Monday. Okay? Did everybody follow that, or should I come up with that? Should I bring a table here tomorrow to help people?
Yes,
bring a table. I'll drop a table and bring it tomorrow so that people can remember the cases. Okay?
Why yeah? Can you not move forward one day?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Why can you not move forward one day?
It's a good question that Morris is going to ask it. Right, the answer is that there's a drasha from Pasuk. There's a drasha from Pasuk in the Megillah itself. Okay? Gemara. Megillah nikreis be'charasar. How do you know that Megillah can in fact be read on the 11th? Right? Meaning, the assumption is that the Megillah should be read on the day of Purim. Right? So how do you know you can make it earlier? That makes no sense. Right? Says, Minalan, what do you mean? What do you mean, how do we know? We're gonna tell you in just a minute, says the Gemara. Right? Chachamim mikilu al akfarim liyos makdimin liyom akhnisa deji yaspiko mayim amazin lachem shebekrachem. Right. The Chachamim allowed the people in the villagers, to be makel and read the Megillah on the day that they come in for the market. Right? That way, on Purim itself, they will be able to make sure that there's enough food in the cities for the Seudah. Okay? That was the idea. They'll be able to work on Purim morning to make sure that there's food in the cities for the Seudah, because they don't have to go hear the Megillah, they've already heard it. Okay? The assumption is they'd have to go in and they have to spend time listening to Megillah instead of doing what they need to do, because remember, they're going to have to go home and have their own Seudah on the same day. So they can't hang around in the cities and help people out all day. Right? So they're going to have to do a chick-chuck in the morning. The idea is, that way, if they've already got a Megillah out of the way, it'll be easier for everybody. Okay? Everybody understands? Will anybody tell me if they don't understand? Okay. I mean, otherwise they're that. Yeah. No, it's related to that. They had to come into the cities to hear the Megillah. But if they're sitting around with everybody in the cities hearing the Megillah, they're not going to be able to deal with all the issues of food at that point. Chum wanted them to be able to deal with that then, so that they could then go home and deal with their Seudah, right? They wouldn't have to deal with hearing the Megillah in the cities. Yeah? Okay. It says, Anan hachi kam renan. Right? This is what we were really saying. This is what we were asking. Michti kulhu anshe knesses agdola tapninu de isalka daitach anshe knesses agdola arbaasar vechamishasar takun asura banan vakrita kanta de sakinu anshe knesses agdola. Right? Says the Gemara, no, this is what we were really asking. Right? Who said that you have to keep Purim? A Bezdin called the Anshe Knesset Gdola. We don't know who exactly who these people were, right? They were 120 Chachamim, right, who they made many of the things that are viewed as foundational. For example, they established Shemoneh Esrei, right? Birkas HaShachar. Most of Davening is from Anshe Knesset Gdola, right? And one of the other things they did was they established Purim. They also decided which Svarim go into Tanakh. They had a very, very formative role. Okay? So it says, if Anshe Knesset Agdola said that it has to be done on either the 14th for most places, or the 15th for a walled city, because that's when the miracle was actually celebrated in Persia, right? Excuse me. How can it be that later rabbis now come along and change the rules and say, no, you can do it on the 11th, right? That doesn't make sense to us. It says, V'asnana, we have a Mishnah to prove it makes no sense. Ein bezdin yachol levatel divrei bezdin chaviru olem ken gadol minu b'chochmenu uve minyan. Right? Rather, and if there's a Mishnah which says that a bezdin can never cancel what an earlier bezdin said, unless it is both bigger than that bezdin, as in it has more people, physically, and, right, it has the people in it know more Torah. And given that the people who sat on Anshe Knesset Agdola were the most important rabbis for a period of a few hundred years, right? And they had Nevi'im as well. So we for sure don't know more Torah than them. And there's no Bezdin which has 120 people, right? So how can we change the takanos that a Knesset Agdola made? Everybody understand? Okay. Ela pshita kulu Anshe Knesset Agdola takino. But rather, it must be that this was the rule right from the beginning. It must be that Anshe Knesset Agdola established this rule right from the beginning. This was the way Purim was always meant to be observed. And the Gemara asks, Heichar Amisa, right? Where were we told about this? Right? Where were we told that this is in fact the rule? Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Amar Kra LeKayem Es Yemea Purim Ela Bizman Nehem Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem. The Gemara says, quotes a pasuk from the Megillah, that the Jews accepted upon themselves to fulfill these days of Purim, right, in their times. What does it mean, in their times? In the many times that you can celebrate Purim, meaning not just one day, but 5 days, Purim can be partially celebrated. The 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, right? There's a bunch of days that bits of Purim can fall onto, right, specifically the Megillah. Okay? That was where it is in the Pasuk. And the Megillah's Esther, like I said, was established by Anshe Knesset Agdola, so we can see that this is very old. Okay? And the Gemara asks, Haimi Baile Le Gufei. Right? The Gemara says, no, we need that Pasuk for what it means in just its simplest possible interpretation, that you have to actually celebrate Purim, right, at the right time, every year. Right, you can't make a drash on a pasuk that you need for what it means in the simplest possible meaning. Yeah? It says, Imken lemakras manam, maiz manehem, shmas minakuhu. So then the pasuk should have said, bizmanam, that they will celebrate in its time, or in their time. Why bizmanehem, in their times, plural? Because it wanted to tell us two things. A, that we should keep celebrating Purim at the same time every single year, right? And B, there's a number of days which work for the celebration of Purim depending on circumstances. Okay? So it says, Eima Zmanim Tuva. So it says, and that tells us that there are going to be many days. That's what this is for. So the Gemara says, Zmanehem dumya dezmanam, ma zmanam trei, asmanehem trei. How do you know that there's more than 2 days? Right? How do you know that there are 5 days when the Megillah can be read? Why? How do we know it's not only two? Ve'ema Treisar or Slisar, and you'll say that Purim should be celebrated, let's say, on the 12th and the 13th. Right? Kedamar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Shloisha Asar Zman Kehila LaKolhi Ve'loi Tzarich Ribui Achanami Shloisha Asar Zman Kehila LaKolhi Ve'loi Tzarich Ribui. Right, you don't need to tell us that you can that the 13th is a day when you can read the Megillah. Right, the 14th you can obviously read the Megillah. It's a day when they actually had the celebration. Right, the 15th you can obviously read the Megillah. Like I said, it's a day when they had the celebration. The 13th of the Gemara, you also don't need me to tell you that there's something. There's nothing new in saying that you can read the Megillah on that day, because on the 13th, that was the day that the Nes actually happened. So obviously that day is okay to read the Megillah on, right? So you needed to say 2 days, when you're 2 extra days when you can read the Megillah. That'll have to be the 12th and the 11th. Okay? So that's how we got to the idea that there are 5 days on which the Megillah can be read, depending on circumstances. So it says, Ve'emar shitzar ve'shivzar. Right, why wouldn't you go in the opposite direction? Say that they can read, this is exactly Akiva's question, the 16th and the 17th, right? How do you know that we're going to go backwards and say you can read on the 11th and 12th? Say you can read on from the 13th through to the 17th, right? And Shushan Purim will be smack in the middle. So it says, V'liyavor, Ksiv. Pasuk said, V'liyavor, you won't pass. You won't pass over these days, the 14th and the 15th, the days which are the day when the Megillah is meant to be read, Lechatchila. In the ideal sense, Megillah is meant to be read on the 14th or the 15th, right? You won't pass those days without reading the Megillah, right? Therefore, you can't be the days that are afterwards, it must be the days that are before. Hence, we know that the 2 days that were added are the 11th and the 12th. Okay? Everybody understands up until this point? V'Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Amar Kra Tiyamim Asher Nachu Bahem Yehudim Yamim Kayamim LaRabbis Echad Asar V'Shneim Asar. And now we have a different drasha to prove the same point. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said, the pasuk says, like the days when the Jews rested from their enemies. How many days did the Jews rest from dealing with their enemies? 2 days, right? The 14th and the 15th. Yeah? So we'll add 2 days, right? The Megillah can be read on 2 additional days. And it says, Ve'ema Treisar Asleisar, it says the same question. How do you know it's not the 12th and the 13th? How do you know we're adding the 11th and the 12th? And then how do you know the 13th at all? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Shlosha Asar Zman Kehila LaKolhi Ve'lo Tzarich Ribui. Right, so then there's the same argument, right? Shlosha Asar, the 13th of the day when the Nes actually happened, the day that we were at, they all came together and they fought the enemies of the Jews and they prevented them from killing the Jews, and therefore we don't even need a ribui. There's no need to tell us that you can read on the day. It's obvious, right? And therefore you'll have it be the 11th and 12th, not the 12th and the 13th. And the Gemara asks again exactly the same question. Ve'ema shitzar v'shivzar. And how do you know you shouldn't read on the 16th and the 17th? How do you know it's dafka the 11th and 12th? How do you know it's days before? Says V'liyavor, same reason as the pasuk says, these days should not pass without having read the Megillah. Therefore, the days when you can read the Megillah must be before Purim and not afterwards. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, my time le'amr mizmanehem. Why doesn't Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani learn this particular halacha from the first place that we suggested, from zmanehem? Zman zmanam zmanehem le'mashmalei. He says, Zman times Zmanam, their times, Manehem, their times. All these things mean the same thing. Right? They mean, in terms of what the Pasuk says, the same thing. You can't learn from that to something else. There's no difference. Yeah? Zma V'Rav Shemen Bar Abba, my time, Le'amar Mikhayamim, Amar Lach, Ahula Doris V'Dechsev. In that case, why is Rav Shemen Bar Abba not learn from the Pasuk, Kayamim, like Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani did? Said because that pasuk comes to teach us that you have to keep celebrating Purim for, you know, all the generations. In other words, that's why he says we keep celebrating Purim today. Okay? Right. But let's continue. Long Amud today. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Barchana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Zudivrei Rabbi Akiva Sesima Sesimta'a Didarish Zman Zmanam Zmanehem Aval Chachamim Aymrim Ein Koronai Sa Ela Bizmano. Rabba Bar Barchana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is all of everything we've said so far. This entire idea is only according to Rabbi Akiva, because who is usually the opinion behind the Stam, the nameless opinion of the Mishnah, is usually Rabbi Akiva. Right? When we say something without bothering to attribute it, it's usually Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the person who the halacha is most often like him. Okay? That's what Sesim Tom means. It means that he's the Stam. He's the person who doesn't need to be even named in the Mishnah, because obviously the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Right, but Chachamim don't darshan zmanam zmanehem. They don't think you should do that drasha, and therefore they say you cannot read the Megillah early. Right, you can only read on the 14th and the 15th. Meisiver, we have a response. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai bizman shanim ketiknan veYisrael shruim al masan aval bizman azehu l'estaklin ba en korno sa. Ella bizmana. The Gemara has a response. Wait, from a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, when is all of this true? When where the years are as they should be, meaning that we are establishing new years based on Edim coming to tell Beis Din there's a new moon, right? And when the Jews are living in Eretz Yisroel, right, and everything's basically okay, but bizman hazeh, when we're in Golos, and when the world doesn't function as it should, and there's no Sanhedrin, and there's no Beis Din, which is Mekadesh as a Chodesh, then, since people actually, they look at it, right, they're going to be looking at what's happening, they're going to see it. Right, they're going to look at Mikra Megillah, and what are they going to see? What happens a month after Mikra Megillah?
Pesach.
Right, they're going to know that Pesach is in a month. Right, and how else are they going to know that Pesach is in a month? Therefore, it becomes very important that Megillah is read only on the correct day, only on the 14th. Right, that way they know exactly what day Pesach is going to fall, and they can start counting the days from Purim. Rabbi Yehuda, leave the man. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Who is this statement of Rabbi Yehuda similar to? Ilema libe de Rabbi Akiva vilu bizmanazeh isalahai takanta. Right. If you were to say it was according to Rabbi Akiva, right? Well, Rabbi Akiva lived after a Churban, right? When the Jews already in Golos. And when they're not receiving necessarily messengers from Yerushalayim telling them that the new month has come and that they have to start getting ready for Pesach. And even so, Rabbi Akiva said that you can read the Megillah days early. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda must be according to the opinion of Chachamim. Right? Everybody understands why? Yeah. I'm sorry? Rabbi Akiva lived post-Korban, right? We know Rabbi Akiva lived post-Korban because Rabbi Akiva lived in the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt, and the Bar Kokhba revolt was Vade post-Korban, right? And Rabbi Akiva is the one who said you can read, according to what we just said, he's the one who said you can read the Megillah early. Therefore, right, it must be that when Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Bizman Azeh, when the Jews are in Golos, post-Korban, right, you can't read the Megillah early, he's not passing the Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? It must be. It says Ela Lav Aliba de Rabbanon of Zmansha Hashanim Ketiknan Vyisrul Shurin al Masan Mia Karinan. Doesn't this mean that if Rabbi Yehuda is like Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda said the reason why you can't read early these days is because people won't know what day Pesach falls out. If the Jews were in Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash was built and there was a Sanhedrin and all the things that were meant to be happening were happening, he would say, you can read early, right? Which means that Chachamim must agree with Rabbi Akiva that you can read early, just not Bizman Hazeh, just not these days, right? Which means that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Yeah? Says the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Tiyufta, In Achinami, Rabbi Yochanan is in fact incorrect. We do not, this was a mistake. Okay? There are some who say I'm a Rabbi Barachana, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, Zudiv Rei Rabbi Kiva Sesim Ta'av, Acham Amru Bizman Azeh, Ho Ilu Mistakim Ba'in Koronosa Ela Bizmana. Right? There are some people who say that Rabbi Barachana actually said that in an Rabbi Yochanan. He said, when is this Mishnah true? Right? Who wrote this Mishnah? This Mishnah must be Rabbi Akiva. But Chachamim said that this is only true when the Jews are living in Eretz Yisroel, and there's a Sanhedrin, which is establishing the new months based on Edim, and then sending out messengers to tell people when the new months come, right? Bizman hazeh, right? This would not be allowed. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said that right from the beginning. Not Rabbi Yochanan said that, something different. Okay, there are some people who said that. Right, gentlemen, it's been half an hour, so we will finish for today. We'll finish the last couple lines of this Amud, and the next time we'll please go tomorrow. Okay? Sure.